The constant shuffling, clearing the clutter in one room, only moving it to another space. That is a cycle that is happening over and over again, and it means that you are never at the point of truly being organized. But even worse than that is that constant feeling of being overwhelmed and the exhaustion that comes from being the keeper, the cleaner, the maintainer, the storage person, and the cleaner of everything that is a physical possession. Are you dreaming of an orderly and organized home with little to no clutter, a home that functions for the needs of your family, a schedule that feels manageable, and routines that reduce stress and overwhelm while making daily tasks easier? You are in the right place. Welcome to the Intentional Edit Podcast, where you will discover the tools you need to bring order to your home, simplify daily struggles, reduce clutter, and finally get organized. I'm Lauren. I'm here to assist you on the journey to simplicity so you can go from feeling like you're barely surviving to finally thriving. My passion is helping busy families eliminate clutter, get organized, and create intentional routines that streamline everything so they can be free from the never-ending cycle of overwhelm and have more time to spend together doing what they truly enjoy. Get ready for solutions to conquer the clutter, claim control with intentional systems and routines that simplify daily tasks and chores, get dinner on the table with meal planning strategies, stop feeling like you will never be caught up, and remove the overwhelming, unorganized parts of life to bring simplicity to your life and home. It's time to reduce the mess and stress less, say goodbye to the clutter, and hello to an orderly and organized home. How often do you find yourself in a scenario where you're moving or shuffling stuff from one spot to another spot, or maybe from one area in the house to another room? It could be a pile of paper, toys, backpacks, dishes, clean laundry even. Sometimes that could be dirty laundry too. Anything that isn't in a designated place where you want to have it be put away. It's home within a home, sometimes I say, because everything in an organized home has a location to go to when it's not being used. You always have that place where everyone knows this is where we put this away. This is where it goes back to. This is its storage spot when it's not in use. So where is that place? Are you moving this stuff from one area, one room, one counter, one table? Are you moving it from that one spot to another space instead of putting it away? Or maybe it doesn't have a designated space, a storage space to be put away when it's not in use. Think about this. Are you always shuffling these things around the house? Are you putting away something and it's because someone left it out or because it doesn't have a place to go? Or do you guys find out that you're searching for shoes or not knowing where something is? Could the shoes be in a basket, under the sofa, in the car, anywhere but that closet where they're supposed to be? Are these things resonating with you? Does this happen? What about when we are doing things outside of the house, like running those errands? So you're running an errand, it's last minute because you didn't know that you needed something, or you were just given the information last minute, like, hey, there's this project, it's due tomorrow, and I need a specific supply. I need this poster board, or we're out of glue, or whatever, the project assignment, or something is broken and we need it for practice the next day, or it's missing, you can't find it, so we have to go replace it. We need it right now because it's something we need later today or tomorrow, so you have to run this errand as quick as possible, or you have to place this order for something that hopefully gets delivered tomorrow morning. Is this a scenario you find yourself in? Do you have to like place that quick order or run to the store or go get that birthday gift because you forgot that, or maybe you didn't even know that this party was coming up or the special occasion or the science fair or whatever it might be, but you're having to do these things last minute? How about this? Are you putting away or are you simply moving things from one spot to a better spot? Is it an unfinished Lego project or a variety of craft supplies or some kind of toy that was left out? Are you just moving it from here to there? Are you finding water bottles and assorted dishes in random places throughout the house? Then you need to wash them or load them into the dishwasher, or it's just one more thing that we're finding that's out of place or that doesn't have this permanent home or this place to go when it's not in use. Now, I'm not suggesting that any of these are huge, enormous problems. When you look at them with the right mindset, then we can really get ourselves and wrap our minds around the idea that we are very lucky. We're fortunate to be in a home, in a safe place with our kids and kids that have toys and craft supplies and really more than they could ever want. And we have food to eat, a nice place to live, and more than enough clothes to wear. But what I am getting at, of course, I want you in this mindset, but shifting to what I'm getting at is, what is the amount of time that we are spending on all of these things, on all these possessions that I mentioned? It really is overwhelming when we don't have organization and systems in place. We have become a keeper of stuff in a way where we are almost a servant to maintaining the things that we are keeping. We're the keeper of the belongings, and we spend our time moving things around when we could spend our time doing something that we actually want to be doing. This kind of maintaining and moving and shuffling, it takes a lot of time. And that's when we become irritable and stressed out and overwhelmed. When you add up a few typical days here and there, we're spending hours and hours and hours picking up, putting away, maintaining, fixing, and then we're figuring out what to do with these physical belongings on top of all of it. We are really the keeper of things for our homes, and that can be overwhelming. It's definitely something that adds to our stress when we don't have designated spots in our home for the physical belongings to be put away. I'm saying we because in this audience of the podcast, it's mostly women. Most of the listeners are typically women, and women typically do the majority of this type of thing. Studies show that women carry more of the burden when it comes to maintaining the physical items, the physical possessions inside the home. So that's why I'm saying we, I'm talking to all of us, this is a common scenario that we find ourselves in. But I do have some good news, because the bright side here is we get to make choices. We have decisions to make regarding how much time we want to give away to this. How much time do we really want to put into being the keeper of stuff, being this person that is doing the shuffling from room to room or counter to table or basket to bed or closet or whatever I'm referring to? You are understanding, because this is familiar. I know from talking to my clients and friends and moms all over the place that we are busy. A lot of times we are busier than we want to be. We have full plates and full homes and cleanliness and order and function and less clutter. That is all possible. Getting rid of the excess, paring down the things that we don't need, that removes a lot of the responsibility and the tasks for this person that holds the role or the responsibility of the shuffler, that keeper that I mentioned, where you're the keeper of these things. But better than that, purging and finally organizing your home and creating those systems that keep the organization going, it prevents the piles from forming. It prevents you from having to pick up. The routines, those are what make it possible to get more done in our homes with less effort. And this is all while our homes are simpler. It's running in this simplicity overall feeling that we are desiring. When we have an organized home, that means we have implemented intentional systems that keep everything simple. And the simplicity, the feeling of simplicity, that's what we truly desire. That place where you have the simplicity and you have the organization in your home, that means more connection. Connection with the people that we care about, the people that we love. We have time to be present for the small talk, the board games, the laughter that is filling our homes, time spent together instead of spending our time looking for things that we can't find, running last minute errands, and shuffling piles from here to there and back again. purging is the start of this. The purging and the decluttering, that's where you start. And it's going to give us our time back. It's the beginning. We have to start with the purging as the first step because it's the beginning of the life of simplicity. And we want to be picked up and orderly and have this organized, simple home. So to get to that place for more connection, more meaningful minutes spent together, and less time clearing the piles and shuffling the possessions and being the keeper of everything, we start with decluttering. We don't have to do it alone. We can and we should get our families to be part of this process that moves our homes from cluttered and overwhelming to calm, peaceful, and simple. Less mess, less struggle, less clearing, and more connection. Thank you for spending your time here on the Intentional Edit Podcast. You have real dreams of getting organized, making big changes, and simplifying everything at home and in life. I want to encourage you to use what you learned today and take action by implementing the solutions that were shared. Starting is often the most difficult step to take, but I know you can reach your goals when you follow a proven plan. Your actions will be inspiring to everyone around you. If you found value in today's episode, be sure to follow the show on Apple Podcasts and leave a 5-star review. Your positive review helps others with the same struggles discover this podcast. I'm glad you're here and you are part of our community where we encourage each other on this journey to a clutter-free, organized, and simplified home.